Thank you, Mr. Chair. If I can make one comment about the title first, it would be, currently it reads regulation of the use and acquisition of weapons as well as the use of force. We were having some informal discussions over lunch, and a good point was raised that this article doesn't really discuss much on the use of force. There is one provision, but it's through the lens of training that references the use of force, and we would suggest this isn't really the focus or subject of the paragraph and could potentially be omitted to just read regulation on, of the use and acquisition of weapons. And then, not directly related on the chapeau, but on the paragraph or article in general, I think at every session we've proposed omitting this section as covered elsewhere in the instrument in general terms or in other instruments in far greater detail than we go into here, such as the Arms Trade Treaty. And we do think that language in this section may inadvertently undermine some of those existing national, multilateral, or international standards and regulations on the transfer and use of conventional arms. So we think it would be important, if this section remains in the text, to recognize that there are existing regimes and agreements that are broadly applicable on the transfer and use of conventional arms. It's not an issue that's specific to PMSCs, of course. And given these existing regimes, we think if we're going to go down this path, we should ensure consistency and complementarity with existing law. So we would note that there's no savings clause here like we see for international human rights law or international humanitarian law, and that it may be helpful to incorporate reference directly to some of these instruments. Thank you.